in a body shop.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Taylor.
Yeah, on the same point, we've all heard of chop shops, and we know that cars get stolen solely for the purpose of whacking them up and taking the parts off of them and then marketing those parts. Now, that's an original manufactured part coming at you, isn't it?
Through the chair, Senator Taylor, you're absolutely right, it is, but when you force them to disclose where they got the part, that could be a problem.
Their bill of sale's a little tough to find.
You bet.
But it's good quality.
Yeah, same stuff.
Well, the price may be reasonable.
Part of the suggestions that I've had since I've been involved in this bill or, you know, drafted it was that there was some thought that if a car is totaled by an insurance company, that car has a history and has to be a sticker or something to identify this car has been totaled beyond repair, you know. And so the buyer beware. And the insurance company would be notified or could, you know, have some notification that this car's already been totaled and it's full of Bondo or whatever you want. And so beware. So I don't know if we put that in this bill, but we might. So anyway, is there anything else to come before the committee? Anybody else here to testify?
No.
Senator Taylor.
I had inquired and started to look for the comments on the case. So I went through those. Landmark decision Avery versus State Farm, in which the insurance giant was found guilty of consumer fraud and breach of contract, that led to that $1.2 billion lawsuit.
1.18, yeah, 1.2.
That's up on appeal. We should have a decision this summer on it. Another insurance company lawsuit was Country Companies Insurance, and again, it was consumer fraud and breach of contract for its practice of mandating the use of aftermarket crash parts in the repair of their insured vehicles. They were enjoined, by the way, from continuing that policy and enjoined from utilizing CAPA. The $600 million punitive damage award in the State Farm case was to deter other insurance companies from cheating their insureds the same way State Farm did. That's a direct quote out of the article. And then it goes on to say, I guess $600 million wasn't large enough. We'll certainly bring this court's attention to the pending cases against other insurance companies that are doing the same thing today. He says you can't cheat people and get away with it. It also, in the last article,
yeah.
The plaintiff's lawyer, Elizabeth Cabraser, said State Farm breached its contract with policyholders for writing estimates for the cheapest parts, not parts that would restore their insured vehicles to pre-loss condition. The insurer company relied on a computer to determine the cheapest part. She said a decision State Farm based on cost efficiency, but in seeking the cheapest part, State Farm committed fraud against its policyholders as they had promised to insure and to repair the vehicles to the like or same condition. Actually, the words are State Farm promised its policyholders of like kind and quality, he said. When State Farm gave a cheaper part, the insurance company saved $130 million by doing this. So there was a lot of incentive for
on the last page there, I think the thing is, in fairness, it should be that it was under appeal, but also,
but
there was some very strong languages from the judges on this appeal.
Right, but we should have a decision sometime this summer, they said. I wanted to note for the record another incident involving aftermarket parts, but doesn't involve automobiles. For several years, I was frustrated with Alaska Airlines in that the 737 Model 200 series that I end up flying on all the time kept having brake problems. There were several different times where the plane's brakes froze out, where we're grabbing and jerking on landings, and the times they froze up, the plane couldn't go any further. So we had to sit in Petersburg or sit someplace for a whole day waiting for a plane to take us back the other direction. Eventually, I got frustrated with that after having tried to talk to various members of the company and no one would listen to me, so I wrote directly to the FAA and filed a complaint. Now, I'm assuming others also did the same. I got a pro formo note back from the FAA saying, yes, sir, we got your complaint, and you'll be hearing from us. Well, I didn't hear anything further. But what I did read was about 14 months later, an article in the Seattle Times or PI newspaper where Alaska Airlines had received the highest fine ever levied against a civilian United States carrier of $700,000+. They were required by the FAA to take those Boeing aircraft back to Boeing to find out why the brakes weren't working right. And when the people at Boeing pulled the wheels off the airplane, what did they find? Mexican parts. I'm sure the part fit perfectly. I'm sure it looked just right. But apparently it didn't have the quality within the metal or the quality within something that made it work as well as the Boeing parts. And you know, ever since they got fined, we haven't had any problems with those planes having their brakes freeze up in Petersburg anymore. So I just wanted to note that for the record, that sometimes these parts look alike and they may sound alike and smell alike, but they don't necessarily fit or accomplish the purpose the manufacturer had intended. So I applaud you for bringing the bill forward, and I applaud you for having the courage to take this issue on. I really do, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I'd just like to, before I wrap up, on the State Farm, they appeal this $1.2 billion verdict. The insurer, and this is part of the comments of the, it says the insurer is expected to appeal it to the Illinois Supreme Court, which I'm sure they're doing at this time. But lawyers representing the plaintiffs say the language the judge used in the 40-page opinion was unusually strong. That's what they say here. So good luck on the appeal, but anyway, that's some of it. We've did quite a bit of research on this, and Senator.
I just want to thank you for bringing it forward, and I look forward to next week when we can move it out. I just like to remind us all, this what we're doing isn't unusual. I mean, we've already done this with salmon. I mean, this is just requiring that people know what they're being provided. And I see this as nothing more than consumer legislation to let the consumer, the person that's going to use the part, know exactly what they're getting. And it startles me to think that there could be an awful lot of argument about that.
Yeah, we got those aftermarket Chilean salmon coming in.
Anyway, is there anything else to come before the committee? Not, we're adjourned. Thank you all.